Chapter 4. They hadn't been able to find clean clothes in her size, so they'd just given her a shirt from someone really tall and skinny and called it a dress. It was clean, and Sakura was clean, and Kurenai even cut the gross-looking stubble on her head to an even length, using scissors, because the kunai had made her scream. Sakura felt better, a lot better. She barely even noticed how red Kurenai's eyes were. "Do you think they made a decision about Zabuza yet?" she asked, drumming her heels against the workbench. Naruto and Sasuke were only separated from her by a thin piece of fabric, and she could hear them bickering, so she knew they were okay. The Anbu sounded kind of stressed, though. "He'll have been granted safe passage," Kurenai answered, clipping an ugly shoot of too long hair. "Why?" "I wanted to say thank you. He was nice, even if he was using us." Kurenai hummed, cutting off a bit at the nape of her neck. "He's probably already gone." "Oh," Sakura said. "Perhaps I could write him a letter?" They were lighting lanterns outside. Night was falling. "Good luck finding a mailing address." Kurenai put the scissors down and ruffled her stubbly hair. "There. You should visit the medics to make sure you don't scar, though." Sakura nodded and drummed her heels against the bench again. There had been absolutely no underwear that could have fit her, so Kurenai had grabbed a pair of boxers from someone. Sakura didn't want to know who. And tied them on Sakura with a piece of rope. She'd promised that they were clean. "Do you want something to eat?" she offered when Sakura didn't reply. Sakura listened. Naruto and Sasuke had stopped squabbling, so they were almost done. "Okay, can we see Kakashi after?" "That's up to the medics." Sakura hummed something that Kurenai could take as agreement if she wanted. They were probably hiding Kakashi in a tent. If she could figure out which one, it wouldn't be hard to break in. She jumped to her feet, landing on the wooden slats with barely a wobble. The dress draped down below her knees, and the sleeves were rolled to half their length. It made her feel tiny, like she was playing dress-up in grown-up clothes. "Let's go!" Sasuke had been wearing shoes and clothes that fit and were clean, so he didn't look like a homeless refugee. But Naruto was even shorter than her, so the clothes scrounged for him were pretty much tied on to keep from falling off. It wasn't a good look, but Sakura couldn't fix it, so she shoved it from her mind. Sakura dragged the boys toward the medic's tent. Of course she was going to make sure that her scalp healed right. "Thank you, Kurenai." Holding on to their wrists so they couldn't wander off and disappear. Naruto was too quiet, and it was wrong. She had heard him talking to Sasuke earlier. Why wasn't he talking to her? She tightened her grip on Naruto's hand, worried that he'd slip away if she didn't. "Sakura?" Sasuke asked. "Where are we going?"
"To see Kakashi."
She stopped, spying Zabuza in the distance.
"Actually, we're going to say thank you to Zabuza and Haku first."
She whirled around, facing the boys, giving her best stern face.
"And don't you dare say anything but thank you!"
In their 13 days of D-rank missions, they had delivered groceries, during which Sasuke had stared at the woman's ample frame, then disdainfully eyed the bag of cookies they were delivering. The client had definitely noticed. They had caught that cat, and Naruto had hissed at it for at least a minute, while the Lady of Fire's eyebrows crept closer and closer to her hairline. When they babysat a birthday party of 5-year-old children, Kakashi had asked one mother which one was the target, prompting a horrified look that he had not understood, even when Sakura explained. So Sakura was pretty much the only person on Team 7 with social skills. There were at least 5 Anbu standing around Zabuza, acting all casual, like they just happened to be in the area, looking at the trees. Sakura wasn't fooled, and she didn't think Zabuza was either. Though he was preoccupied talking to Ino's dad, so maybe he really hadn't noticed. They watched Sakura approach, and got really quiet when she was close enough to hear. Had they been talking about her? Sakura shook off the nagging suspicion, and tugged Sasuke a little closer. He kept straying. He needed not to do that. "Zabuza! Haku!" she greeted them. "And Ino's dad!" She accompanied the moniker with a sweet smile, and got a tired grin in response. Sakura let go of Sasuke and Naruto's wrists, and bowed, hoping the boys would follow suit. "Thank you for all your help," she said, pleased by the softly muttered echoes at her sides.
"I believe we benefited equally," Zabuza replied, "so I thank you in return."
He nudged Haku forward, and they had an entire conversation with their eyes. Haku frowned and looked away, only to be poked again. Haku sighed and bowed.
"It was a pleasure to meet you, Miss Sakura."
Haku straightened and looked at Zabuza with a slightly quirked eyebrow, as if to say, "Satisfied?" Zabuza was watching her a little too intently.
You as well?"
Sakura offered. Haku hadn't exactly spoken to her at any point. She wasn't sure they even qualified as having met. And what were her teammates? Chopped liver? Zabuza's shoulders slumped.
"I suppose it's just not meant to be."
Inoichi snickered, and Sakura was certain that she'd missed something.
"Could you direct us to the medic's tent?" she asked. "Kurenai said it was on the west side."
"Next row over. It takes up an entire row. You can't miss it,"
Inoichi answered.
"You wouldn't be thinking of finding Kakashi in there, would you?"
"Well, no,"
Sakura replied, pretending she'd only just thought of it.
"Though, if you wanted to tell us where he is," Sasuke added, "we could certainly visit once we're done."
"Do you think we should?" Naruto asked innocently. He was actually really good at that. Sakura filed the knowledge away, tucking it down with the rest of the things she knew about him.
"I don't think he's being allowed visitors," Inoichi said, peering into the deepening gloom.
There were a lot of people dressed in regulation uniforms, coming in from the trees. Some of them were wearing bandages, but most weren't.
"Why don't I accompany you? In case you get lost, you understand."
Foiled. Sakura didn't mutter a curse. Ino's dad could tell her mom, after all. But it was a close thing. It wasn't until the medic started alternately scolding Inoichi and her that Sakura realized she was hurt. It was mostly just scratches and bruises, but the cuts on her wrist were infected, and she'd cracked 3 ribs at some point. She didn't really feel it.
"Are Naruto and Sasuke all right?"
she interrupted, tired of the medic nin's ranting lecture. He couldn't be a very good medic if he got all hysterical over such tiny injuries. Besides, what was he hoping to accomplish? It wasn't her fault, damn it. He snapped his mouth shut and glared at her. Sakura stared at his nose to keep from looking at his eyes. The medic huffed, stomping over to the corner where Sasuke and Naruto were sitting, whispering to each other. Naruto looked more interested in the world, Sakura noted, pleased. They were in a big room filled with chairs, a few bored-looking ninja scattered here and there. The tent extended both north and south in long corridors, lined with narrow beds that were mostly empty. Sakura took advantage of the medic's distraction to wander toward the south wing, peering down the rows of beds for Kakashi. They must have put him in here somewhere. Inoichi cleared his throat. Sakura ignored him. If he wasn't going to actively stop her, it was like he was giving permission. Sakura was willing to push that as far as she could, given that the consequences would be a scolding, not a beating. There were only 4 filled beds to the south, and none of them held Kakashi. 3 of the ninja were asleep, and the 4th was obviously bored out of her mind if she was reading unabridged codes and ciphers willingly. Sakura had read it for extra credit in the academy, and the monstrous tome had been the greatest defense against insomnia that she had ever found.
Sakura?
She shrugged out from under Inoichi's hand, skipping out of reach before she looked up. Yes?
Kakashi is fine, I promise. Sit down and let the medics take care of you.
Sakura looked past him, toward the north wing. There were around 20 people there, most with IVs hanging by their beds. Maybe they were keeping the really sick people over there? That medic guy.
Inoichi sighed. Jiro?
Yeah, him. He said I was fine. Didn't you hear? She squinted, looking for gray hair. It was hard to see from this distance. The medic tent was huge.
Did you miss the part about cracked ribs, malnutrition, worms, internal parasites, chakra depletion, infections, open sores, frostbite, and minor internal bleeding? Inoichi asked her. Or was it just me who heard that?
Ew. She refused to think about it. Whatever happened to confidentiality? Sakura asked, strolling toward Sasuke and Naruto. If they happened to be sitting by the north wing, that was just a coincidence. He said they'd give me medicine or something, and I'd get better. I'm fine. I mean, I'd kill for some lip chap, but other than that, I'm doing great. A silver-haired medic bumped into her, nearly knocking her over. Sakura muttered an apology, ignoring how little force had been involved in nearly knocking her over.
If you want confidentiality, get promoted. It doesn't apply to Genin, Inoichi said, and you're not fine.
Sasuke, Naruto. Sakura nodded in greeting, breezing past the worrywart medic. Anything interesting wrong with you?
Miss, will you please sit down?
The medic again, Jiro or whatever. He should really give up. Sakura wasn't going to rest until she was certain that Kakashi, Naruto, and Sasuke were okay. No. Sakura crossed her arms across her chest and glared back. So, what's wrong with my teammates?
Much the same as you, though they are somewhat better healed and significantly more cooperative.
Geez, what a dick. And by much the same, you are referring to...
internal parasites, infections, abrasions, cuts, malnutrition, bruises, and a multitude of fresh scars.
Sakura hummed critically. And what are you doing about that? He had better fix them quick. Those injuries sounded nasty.
The same damn things I'd do for you if you'd sit down and accept treatment, Jiro growled.
He reached out like he was going to grab her, and Sakura skittered away. Are you feeling all right? She asked, shifting until she could see past him and into the north wing of the tent, searching for gray hair. You're getting all red in the face.
Sakura, Inoichi snapped. Settle down.
She twitched, meeting his eyes. They were like Ino's, near black around the edges and turning to bright, lively blue in the center. Even though it looked like his eyes had no pupils, it was more accurate to say they had minuscule irises. An old mutation had left the Yamanakas with huge blue pupils and fantastic night vision. Sakura couldn't look away, even though her hands were twitching, fingers tightening to spears, hooking, ripping again and again, watching Daiki scream under her, beg pitifully until she killed him.
I see, he said. You won't if I take your eyes.
Sakura buried the thought frantically, sickened and repulsed, but wanting to do it. Fuck, she was going crazy. There was something wrong with her, and she was nuts, and there were worms inside of her. You aren't going crazy, Inoichi said. Kakashi used the shouting, the ground pitched and rolled, an alarm sounded from the north wing, high-pitched beeping that sent the medic scurrying. Every drop of warmth drained from her, pouring from Sakura's body into the dark, cold earth below in a really half-assed burial. She fell to her knees, a whine sliding through gritted teeth. It felt like her soul was being ripped out, leaving her desiccated and hollow, like having Kakashi taken away again, but 1,000 times worse, something tearing out of her veins and draining her utterly dry. Sakura smoothed her shaking hands over her knees, straightening out the wrinkles in her borrowed shirt dress, a habit drilled into her by Mama, neat and tidy.
Sakura,
Sasuke called out, his hand reaching toward her. Can't talk now, too busy dying, she thought, displeased that the first time Sasuke bothered to show that he cared was occurring, A, as she died, and B, without Ino around to witness it. Damn it. Her eyes opened on darkness. Her last breath left her choking on emptiness, and Sakura collapsed against the canvas floor. She woke up in one of the narrow beds, alerted by something indefinable. A needle was stuck in the back of her hand, attached to clear tubing that led to an equally clear bag of fluid, hanging from a gleaming metal pole. They'd wrapped her wrists up, and they felt hot and itchy under the gauze. Sasuke and Naruto were asleep beside her, their soft breathing nearer to her than usual, but still familiar enough that it could not have caused the strange unease she felt. The lanterns were turned down, swinging gently as the tent moved in the night breeze. Frogs croaked enthusiastically, the trees rustled. Neither sound had woken her. Sakura sat up, ignoring the dizzy rush her body insisted on, and looked around. It was quiet. Too quiet, she thought, rolling her eyes at her own suspicions. There were at least 30 ninja in the tent. It was highly unlikely that she'd sensed something that they hadn't. Something moved. Sakura muffled a gasp, jerking her feet off the floor. Her childhood fear of monsters suddenly revisited in detail. There was a low chuckle, and a shape stepped out of the shadows. A Konoha headband and wire-rimmed glasses gleamed in the lantern light, reassuringly familiar and not monster-like. It was only the medic-nin she'd bumped into earlier.
Awake already, Miss Sakura?
Sakura smiled tentatively, licking her lips. They didn't bleed for once, but they did taste and feel like someone had slathered petroleum jelly on them. What happened?
You collapsed. It was very dramatic.
He chuckled again, pushing his glasses up higher on his nose. Oh,
embarrassing.
What time is it?
4 in the morning. Did something wake you?
Sakura nodded, raking the grease off her lips with her teeth. They felt sticky. It was gross. The stuff on them tasted like wax, and she swallowed it easily. How long have I been asleep?
Since about 8, I suppose.
8 hours. She was probably just done sleeping then. Okay, what are you doing? Sakura yawned, hiding it behind her hand. For being done with sleep, she was remarkably tired.
Me? Just doing rounds.
His glasses glinted in the lamplight, startlingly shiny.
Are you going back to sleep?
Sakura yawned again, scratching at the needle in her arm. If she took it out, would he notice? Maybe. I'm tired. He hummed approvingly, sinking into the shadows. Black stars were falling from the lanterns, slow like autumn leaves dropping from dying trees. Sakura blinked. The stars swayed, dancing to the music of frogs. She was really tired. Suspiciously tired. And lanterns didn't shed stars. Kai! It was brighter, for one.
For two?
What the fuck was that medic doing with Sasuke? Hey!
Sakura scrambled out of bed, jerking the IV needle from her wrist. What are you doing?
You should have gone to sleep.
He sounded gently amused as he gathered Sasuke in his arms.
What are you doing?
She snarled again. No one was waking up. A tent full of fucking ninja and not a single one was waking up.
I'm taking Sasuke to his rightful owner.
The medic nin sighed and shook his head sadly.
I suppose I'll have to kill you now, though.
Pity. Sakura bared her teeth and grabbed the IV pole. It was light, hollow inside, and lacked a single sharp edge. She deeply regretted letting them take her dagger.
Really? You think you can?
He chuckled, shaking his head, but set Sasuke down, stroking his hair affectionately.
Pervert!
Sakura thought, cementing her resolve. If she didn't succeed... She narrowed her eyes, a thought coming to mind. Area genjutsu, those used to affect multiple targets, were incredibly draining, and the chakra needed increased with both distance and number of targets. The medic had cast one over at least 30 people in the tent. But what about outside?
He shook his head again, drawing a scalpel.
Really, Miss Sakura? She screamed, Fire! As loud as she could, and smashed the IV pole into the closest lantern.
Fire! There's a fire!
The burning wick landed on an empty bed and caught, sending flames rising lazily toward the tent wall. The medic looked really surprised. She could see the edges of his eyes behind the reflected flames in his glasses, and they were gray like his hair. Sakura smirked. Over the soft crackle of sheets turning into ash, she heard the call being taken up, the rush of footsteps. But she wasn't done yet.
Traitor!
She screamed, loud enough that she hurt her own ears. Not a single patient stirred, still under the genjutsu. His grave was dug. Sakura gasped, darting toward Sasuke, slamming the pole into the medic's head before he could take him.
Traitor!
She screamed again, yanking the top half of the rod off. The part where the two halves connected was rough-edged. It wasn't sharp in the least, but it was better than the gently rounded end on the other part.
You are becoming tiresome,
the medic hissed, the scalpel in his hand bright and firelit. Smoke, thick and choking, billowed from the burning bed. The tent hadn't caught. Sakura suspected it was fireproofed. The scalpel was in her shoulder. Sakura shrieked and slammed the rough edge of the pole into his face, slicing a divot of flesh from his skin. He chuckled scornfully.
It'll take more than that to kill me, little girl.
The waterfall of bright blood stopped, the wound sealing and healing in an instant. I'm going to take you apart, piece by piece. The medic drew another scalpel, slicing it into her other shoulder before she could react. And I'm going to enjoy it.
Where were the guards?
Sakura gasped, the smoke drawing tears to her eyes.
Fuck you!
She dropped the IV pole and jerked the scalpels from her shoulders, using them to slice his face again and again. She could feel the knives going through flesh, the tug and resistance of skin, but he didn't bleed.
You can't.
Sakura braced the scalpels against her palms and jammed them up through his eyes, past the resistance of bone and into his brain. He grabbed her wrists and yanked her hands away. The scalpels quivered, and his eyes stared blindly at her, the hilts protruding from the pale skin under his eyes. The medic plucked one blade from his eye, dabbing his sleeve at the hole, mopping up a single drop of blood.
You can't kill me.
He drew the second scalpel out and adjusted his glasses. A few droplets of blood marred the polished lenses. If you lie down like a good girl, I'll even let you live.
Sakura swore.
I'm not going to let you take Sasuke, and neither will anyone else.
If she could wait him out, someone would come. They weren't alone here. All she had to do was delay him. You don't have any choice. He is bought and paid for. You are harboring stolen property. And you are lingering in a burning hospital tent while an entire fucking army gathers outside, asshole! Sakura coughed, her eyes and throat burning. Whatever they'd made the blankets out of, it was not burning cleanly.
Would you like to know a secret? The medic whispered, smiling genially. I expanded the genjutsu. There are 50 people asleep out there, and more joining them every minute. It's just you and me, Miss Sakura.
You can't do that!
Shit, she was going to die. The medic removed the second blade, clearly unbothered by having been stabbed in the eyes, and Sakura had never felt so out of her depth.
Why not?
Because, Sakura cast around, trying to think of a reason. It's hard! That's why not! You'll run out of chakra!
His glasses reflected fire at her, and he smiled so gently that Sakura flinched.
It's difficult, but that doesn't mean I can't, sweetheart. Lie down and wait for me to be gone. You'll get to keep your other teammate.
No! Sakura dipped down, picking the IV pole up. Blood dripped from her shoulders onto her hands, red and bright, and standing up was the hardest thing she'd done all day. But the medic had a point. Hard didn't mean impossible. He straightened his glasses, firelight glittering across them, and sighed. Fine, if that's the way you want to die. Sakura swung the pole into his face as hard as she could, sending his glasses flying, and hauled back to swing again. The pole bent, and he hadn't even flinched. But third time might be the charm. It could do the trick and drive him off. Sakura clung to that hope and slammed the thin metal pole into the medic's face again. Her back hit the ground hard enough to knock the breath out of her, the smokeless air impossible to enjoy due to the iron-like hand around her neck, choking the air out of her. Sakura dropped the pole, reaching for his face with her bare hands. He rose out of reach, his arms longer than hers, and Sakura wound up clawing at the air instead of his eyes.
"Shh,"
he whispered to her, hushing Sakura when she managed to force a gasp through the grip he had on her throat.
"Just you and me here. Nothing to be afraid of," he chuckled, and added, "Soon to be just me. But you tried, sweetie. You tried."
She couldn't see worth shit by the time his grip loosened, blinded by lack of air and choking black smoke. The first gasp of air was sweet, and the second gave her the strength to reach upward for his face, searching for his eyes. He batted her hands away, and a wave of water doused the burning bed, sending a cloying cloud of smoke and smoldering ash spraying outwards, splattering on the medic's uniform and over Sakura's bare arms. Dirty water poured down, beating on the waterproofed canvas and mixing with the scattered splashes of Sakura's blood. Sakura squirmed, trying to free herself from the medic nin, but he pinned her like it was nothing.
"Or perhaps you will have a rescuer," he said, looking up.
The black and red missing nin, the one who'd called Sasuke brother.
"Itachi?"
Yeah, it'd been Itachi, waved the smoke from his face.
"Tell me, what is it that's going on here, Kabuto?"
he asked the medic, strolling closer to them. The gray-haired medic stood up, leaving her on the floor like she was nothing, adjusting his glasses fussily.
"He's trying to take him away," Sakura said, her throat raw from smoke and being strangled, and she had to stop and cough before she could continue. "He said he was going to take Sasuke to his rightful owner, and that Sasuke was property, and he touched Sasuke like he liked him," she added, just in case Itachi had missed some part of the whole exchange.
"He what?"
Itachi's pleasant tenor dropped to a furious growl, his eyes lighting up like red lanterns. Sakura hadn't known that eyes could glow. It was a neat trick, Did the gooey bits inside glow too?
Aren't we supposed to question that guy, Itachi?
Blue Guy was back, and he might have actually grown since the last time Sakura saw him, though that could just be because she was lying flat on her back.
Orders? You remember those?
There was a change in them. We're to murder him now. Itachi lied, and if Sakura could tell that he was lying, Blue Guy definitely knew. Murder him with fire, Itachi added, anger sliding out of his voice. The angle was weird. Sakura was staring at the underside of his chin and the inside of his nose, mostly, but he was super creepy looking right then. Sakura discreetly brought her hands up to put pressure on her shoulders. She kept her silence, the waves of killing intent sloshing around the tent, making it pretty freaking clear that this was entirely out of her league.
You think you can kill me with flames?
The medic asked Itachi. Black fire licked along his hands in response, but it didn't seem to impress him much. That didn't stop it from impressing Sakura. Itachi hadn't even used hand seals. He hadn't even blinked. The medic lifted his hand to show burnt skin sliding off, fresh, whole skin underneath. The fire crawled over his wrist, leaving charcoal and brilliant red in its wake, and he didn't seem to notice, his fingers growing into knife-like claws. Sakura shoved her feet along the floor, pushing herself out of the space between Itachi and the evil medic guy, and then wobbled up onto her feet. Standing made blood pour out of her shoulders, drenching her borrowed shirt dress, and dripping onto the waterlogged floor. Sakura blinked away the black splotches in her vision and slunk toward Sasuke to check his pulse, just in case. He'd been really limp and useless. He damn well better be impressed that she rescued him. His heart beat slowly, but strong. Sakura sighed with relief, then checked on Naruto. Naruto snorted and rolled over before she could take his pulse, so Sakura figured he was alive. There was really a lot of blood soaking the front of her borrowed shirt, she noticed, sitting on her bed. She stained the sheets with her blood and wet ashes, but it wasn't like anyone was going to make her clean it up. She heard a hollow thump and a blur of motion between the medic and Itachi, but they were moving too fast to see. Sakura swallowed, her tongue rasping over her lips, and hoped really hard that Itachi would win. If not...
Can you heal your lungs as quickly?
Itachi asked, and the medic made a muffled sound.
It's a very interesting trick you have. Tell me, does it take much chakra?
If not... Sakura glanced toward Blue Man, reassured to find him perfectly calm. He wouldn't be calm if his friend might lose. If he did, though, Sakura was going to need a backup plan. She wadded up the sheet and pressed it against her shoulders. The acrid scent of burning cloth was slowly being replaced with the smell of burning meat, which was vaguely appetizing and really gross. The medic's hair was gone, and his face was pitted and melted-looking. The wires of his glasses melted through, the scorched lenses clattering to the ground. His skin shifted like snakes, healing and burning, healing and burning. Sakura swallowed and looked away. He didn't have any eyes. They were burnt and gone. Her head felt like it was going to float away. If she could find something sharp, she could cut through the side of the tent, drag Sasuke and Naruto out of the way. Sasuke stirred, rolling over. Three beds over, a woman yawned and stretched.
You're losing control of the genjutsu, Itachi observed. Are you running out of chakra, or is the pain getting to you?
The medic laughed, and it was a horrible broken crackle. Sakura pulled her knees to her chest and closed her eyes. He was a bad man, a traitor, and he tried to take Sasuke away from her. He deserved this. The tent smelled awful. Sakura coughed, and it made her whimper. Because who knew being cut could hurt so bad? Actually, it was kind of weird that she was in so much pain. She'd been hurt a lot worse when Gato had them, but it had never been quite as agonizing as the wounds in her shoulders. It was probably a bad sign.
Mr. Blue Man? She asked, as he seemed less busy than Itachi. Her voice was blurred and far away sounding, even to her own ears.
My name is Kisame, he said,
the deep rumble of his voice changing pitches at odd intervals. She was almost certain that the problem was with her ears and not his voice.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Sakura took a deep breath and tried not to throw up.
Did the medic drop a scalpel, or possibly two?
Yeah.
Kisame sounded amused, if nothing else. Hopefully it was a good sign.
Could you possibly, maybe, if you didn't have anything better to do, please move it away from the human inferno?
It took her 3 tries to say inferno right. Her tongue felt like it had been replaced with a rock.
Pretty please?
He snorted. You think he poisoned you?
Yes. Maybe something with... blood?
She finished, after having forgotten the last word a couple of times. The scalpels could cut through the tent, too. That was 2 whole reasons to have them.
There's lots of it on my outsides. It's supposed to be inside.
You get cut, you bleed,
Kisame said. The bed creaked and sank down in the middle, knocking Sakura off balance and into a really broad back. The movement was not good. Really, truly, deeply not good. Sakura let go of the sheet and puked over the side of the bed.
Ugh!
Kisame sounded disgusted. Sakura hoped she hadn't hit him. But it wasn't like she'd made him sit down next to her or anything.
Sorry?
I liked these sandals,
he answered, sounding resigned, not pissed. So that was all right.
I found your scalpels. Put them over by the head of your bed. It's probably just blood loss, though.
Medic nins play with poison,
Sakura said, reciting part of an academy rhyme. She dropped her head and moaned, feeling utterly miserable.
Yeah, but not on medical instruments.
Rough hands shoved her on her back and pressed a new sheet against her cuts, much harder than she'd managed. Sakura whined low in her throat, blood-slick hands grabbing at Kisame's wrists.
He nicked an artery or two here. Without pressure, you're going to bleed out damn quick.
Kisame paused, looked over his shoulder. Itachi was talking again.
I'm impressed by your desire to live. Did you know that this jutsu causes an eternal flame? Even if I die, you'll still burn. It won't spread, won't leave. Won't do anything but burn you. Forever. Why don't you let your jutsu end? The pain will stop, I promise.
Itachi is kind of creepy,
Sakura thought, looking away from the burning man.
Another medic would be able to fix you up pretty quick,
Kisame continued,
even if there was poison.
Sakura blinked, and tears dripped down her face, tracing tracks down her cheeks. She wasn't supposed to cry. It just made them mad. Not being supposed to didn't mean she could stop. And Sakura felt more tears trickle down the same path as the first ones.
I'm sorry. It hurts,
she tried to explain, even though she knew better. He was going to think she was some kind of weakling. Kisame nodded. Up close, he kinda looked like a shark.
Being cut does. You'll get used to it.
She shook her head, glad for the distraction of talking.
Nope, I'm gonna retire, become a watchmaker like my dad, or maybe an accountant like my mom. I'ma have a ton of dogs, too.
Eh?
He seemed surprised.
Retire? You're what, 12?
I might be 13. What month is it?
October.
Nope. I'm still 12. It seemed longer, she explained, yawning.
It felt like she'd fallen into a dense layer of cotton wool, the world gone dull and strange.
Does this feel really surreal to you, or is it just me?
Kisame grinned at her. His teeth were really big.
Yeah, well.
Someone yelled, "Fire!" The faint crackle of flames died down, and some things dropped onto the floor, rattling against each other like a cup full of dice.
"Very good," Itachi said. "I think you've made the right choice."
"He's dead?"
Kisame said. The other patients started to stir, most of them coughing.
"He's bones and ashes," Itachi said with satisfaction. "Miss Sakura, when they question you, please mention that he worked for Orochimaru."
"Okay." Sakura felt fuzzy, like a bear. People rushed into the tent, shouting really loud, and Kisame stopped trying to shove her through the mattress.
"That's our cue to leave. Think about staying in the business, kid. You're going to be a really good fight someday,"
Kisame told her, standing up. A moment later, he and Itachi were gone, and her shoulders were merrily oozing hot blood all over the place. For the second time in 24 hours, Sakura passed out.